fifth chapter, Ephesians 5. When you find that, say amen. Ephesians 5th chapter, start reading at the 20th verse, 20. I'll read through 32. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading. Father, again, as we bow, asking, Lord, that you just look on this, your servant, as empty. Lord, just let the word of God speak through me, that you would have for we here this day, each and every one of us, Lord, that it might accomplish what you would have for us. We ask you, Father, to take us down and use us. Through his precious name we ask. Amen. Am I in trouble already?
Not with the men.
No, I'm not in trouble. Giving you thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Like that scripture, never preached on before in my life. Never have I approached that subject of wives and husbands. Never have I. But this is Valentine's Day. Every place I look, there's a heart and names on there. Yeah. Supposed to be the day of love, I don't know, one for another. Husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends. Speak to you men for just a second. Don't have too many. About, you remember back when you was in school? Maybe in the lower grades, I don't know, maybe some of it. But anyhow, somewhere along the line there, you looked across the way and there was that pretty little girl sitting over there. Oh, that old heart began to thump and you began to say this, that, and the other thing, and everything seemed to be like, wow. Couldn't. It really
turned you on, you might say. First thing you know, well, there's a little, maybe a note, group, two, or something. Don't let the teacher catch this. Write a little note. And you wad it up like that till it just can't hardly be seen. And the first thing you know, you're walking over there and going to give her that little note. Made her day! Yeah, it did. How that puppy love and all this was so exciting. And later on, yes, it progressed. Well, I don't know about you, but maybe if you're really, well, I don't know, lucky or unlucky or whatever it is, that love that you had in high school or grade school or way back then, maybe it has stayed with you, as mine has. I can remember, I'm going to get a little personal here, that's all right. I can remember sitting in a class in school when the door kind of opened, like out into the hallway, it was open, and the outside door came in, and we were sitting in a class there and marched through a group of young kids, fourth grade, with their teacher. And there walked through one little girl there, and she had the yallerest hair you ever seen. Big old pony braids hanging down there. Prettiest little thing I ever seen in my life. Teacher said, ain't she cute? Yeah. But she just come to our school from over in Doddridge County. And yeah, she kind of looked at you, well, that's all. Well, never seen her again, never paid attention to her again, but it didn't really matter to me until I think it was 7th or 8th grade, or I don't know, 9th, 10th, something like that. And anyhow, that same little girl came to my mind, crossed my path, and I still had that same feeling. And it seemed to really spark. Well, one thing led to another, this, that, and the other thing, and we kind of got together a little bit. Yeah, how you do? Really enjoyed it. Hadn't been easy. But anyhow, some years later, I don't know how long, quite a while. But anyhow, wound up that this little girl became my wife. And I have to say, that was the best thing that ever happened in my life. Because I can look back now and I can see how it wasn't always easy. It wasn't always smooth. We had a problem. Matter of fact, we parted ways for a while, didn't we? A couple, 3 years, I don't know how long. We don't care about it. But the coming back was so sweet. And I think that was God's way of reassuring, giving us a test of our true love. I don't know why I'm saying all this personal, but I'm sure that it relates to every one of you here, that this same story can be told by any one of you as to how you were brought together with your spouse. When I read these scriptures, it says there, wives, submit yourselves to your husband. No woman likes to hear that. Matter of fact, when I was doing the wedding ceremony, she said, don't you put that in there. I don't know why. But it said, wives, submit yourselves to your husband. This is God's plan, not mine. It's there written in the Bible. It's there for the purpose that God had his plan where husbands and wives would be in order. Too many times we'll read that first part of that scripture, wives, submit yourself to your husbands, and we take that like you are to be dominated by that man. Not what it means at all. Wives, remember when God made man in the creation, then he said that man needed a helpmeet. So he created the woman. And he put her where she needed to be. Remember, I've heard this spoken before, that he took the rib from Adam, from under his heart, under his arm, as a shelter for the woman. And he made woman for man. But he did not say that you are to dominate, that you are to rule with a hard hand, fist, whatever. A lot of we hear today on the news where women have been subjected to all kinds of bad things, punishment, where they've been beat up, where they've been abused. This is not what God was talking about. When God put man and gave him the woman as a wife, it was like that. They became one flesh, no longer separated, no longer two, but joined together as a union. He compared it to Christ and the church, which there is no separation. Christ is the head of the church. The church is subject to Jesus Christ. But it all works together in harmony. It all works together for the good. Yes? Wives, I still believe it. Yes. In subjection. I believe this world probably would be a better place if the home was controlled by the wife. If the homes and the children were raised in a home where mother was there, where mom was there to be called on when little things come up. Yes, Nelda, back in our day when we was growing up, mom was there.
Yes, she was.
Mom was always there. Today, the way society is going, sometimes when there's a need pops up in the family, where's mom? Where's dad? Well, as I said, the way things are going, mom's probably working out on a job. Dad's probably working someplace. Children, if they're big enough, are on their own. I said you wouldn't like this. But you know, We was talking yesterday with our, actually our brother-in-law. We was talking about how rough it had been back in years back when he was growing up, when we were growing up. He didn't have anything. He didn't have any of this fancy stuff. All you had was the necessities, but you was comfortable. There was no, didn't seem like there was any divisions because we were all the same. We didn't know we was poor. We didn't know that because we were the same. But you know, whenever a need came up, husbands and wives were there. They were there to take the burdens from their children. Yes. Why? Subject yourself to your husband. Whoa, it don't stop there. If we cut it off there, we've missed it all. Go on and read the next few verses down the line and you'll see it says, husbands. He's talked twice as much or more about the husbands being to their wives as he did the wives' subjection to the husband. Yes, honor the wife. Man, what a job you women have to raise a family. Already gone. Yep, it's all over. Right, they're raised, they're gone. Ours is, possibly yours is, some are not. What a job you have. It's the greatest job, probably, in this whole wide world. Oh, yes, there's things out there that are tough. But to raise a child in this day and age that we live, when there's all of this out there to be gotten into, all this troubles, all these things that's out there to entice the young folks, it's going to take everything you've got to hold it together. Yes, everything you've got and all that God will give you to keep that family intact. He will. Husbands, honor the wife. Lift her up. Yep. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and there's something goes with that that you best not forget. If you do, you're in trouble. Yep. One day out of the year, we might say. No. It's so easy to take a negative, to allow Satan to split us, allow different things to come between husbands and wives. It's so easy. It's so easy. Because he is right there to prod you. Yes. But if we put God first, if we put the love of Jesus Christ first in everything we do, all the rest will fall into place. Yes. When wives would seek the advice, subjection to their husband, husbands would honor their wives through their love for Jesus Christ, then everything falls into place. So easy to listen to some of these so-called smart peoples that gets on the television and says, tells you
how you should raise your children to a point anymore that further they've just about got control. The government has stepped in and made it almost impossible for parents to raise children. Yes, through discipline? No, don't you dare lay a hand on it. We'll put you in jail. Well, I can remember the time when the law of the land was abhorred about yea long, and they weren't afraid to use it. In the schools, yes, we had he may have been a little bit more aggressive than he should have been, and that's probably why this all has come out. But they'd warm your back, and you knew it. Yes, we've been taken to the woodshed a few times. The thing I can remember most about discipline was my mom. And I was a little redhead, firehead, I was, you know. I'm always in trouble. But she would tell me, she'd say, okay, go over to the cellar and get a switch. And don't bring back a little one. You bring back a switch, I'm going to tan your eye. Ooh, that was the longest trip. Cross the bridge and over to the cellar I'd go and get the... Sometimes I'd, you know, cheat a little bit, bring back a little one. Go back there and get a switch. She laced me up pretty good. But she loved me. And you know, I think that when we have lost that from our families, correction, I think that when we've lost this, we've lost a lot. Because let me tell you, when you discipline a child, you discipline them in love, and they know it. They know it. They know that you love them and you care enough for them that you're not going to just say, just go your way. You care enough to discipline. Well, all of this is exactly the same as Jesus Christ and His church. We, the church, is the bride of Christ. Yes, subject unto Jesus Christ. We speak of love, we talk of love, as I did from the time we're just little fellers up till the time that we're married and clear gone, even until we are departed, still in love. Yes. That love goes on. It does not stop with death. It does not stop with separation. It goes on and on and on through eternity. Yes. Yes, we. But Christ's love. As I read to you, and you've heard it, you've seen it, posted at ball games, you've seen it everywhere. John 3:16. God so loved the world. His love is so great, we can't even begin to imagine. But our love for Jesus Christ should be the greatest love of all. Yes, the commandments that He gave, He said, love one another. This is the greatest of all commandments, that we love one another. All of the rest hinge on that. That we love one another. Yes, we can celebrate this 14th day of February, and we can reminisce of the good times and early life that we've had with your lover. We can reflect back and we can feel good. Yes, it'll bring tears to your eyes, but it'll also remind you how God loves us. And folks, I don't care if you've been married, if you're not married, or where you are, that love, once God instills it within us, is for eternity.
Yes.
It goes on and on and on. Yes. We may be separated for a little while. We may have to endure a lot of things. Hard times. Sadness. But if we have the love of Jesus Christ in our heart, it will go on and on and on and on for eternity. Yes. When we leave this life and go on into eternity, just think of how wonderful it will be to be reunited with those that we love. I don't know how it works. Don't ask me, because I ain't been there yet. But I have the faith to believe that when this life is over and God calls, He says, "Christ, go get your church." Yes. And we will be, as our Sunday school lesson says, transfigured. We will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Those that remain, those that have gone on, all joined together again. What a glorious time it will be. That's another story. I'd like you to get into it one of these days. But folks, as we celebrate this one day of love, let's not it be just a one day. Let it be forever. That here on this earth that we share ourselves. We honor our wives. We honor our brothers and our sisters. We lift each other up. We love each other to a point that greater love had no man than they lay down his life for his friend. Are you ready? Yes. I feel if it would come to a decision, that every one of us could cross that. We have a loving church. We have a loving family. We have something that this world cannot have. We have a love for each other in our church family. It's just amazing that we can come together as one. Some of you I've known for a long time, some of you very short time, but we're all one in Jesus Christ. Through His great love. Yes, this one day we're celebrating. This one day that we're celebrating, let's just remember and carry this through the whole year, lifting each other up, husbands and wives, friends, family, strangers, enemies, love them. We don't know what they do, but we love our enemies. God's good. He has blessed us. Look at our church. It's growing. Because we love one another. That's the only reason. Just what God gives us. It's good. But is it going to get better? Is it going to get better? Yes. And very soon, not too far off, God's going to say, "Son, go get your church." We can't even begin to imagine. Just that we are ready. That's the whole secret to it all. If we are ready, not to have deceived ourselves into thinking everything's all right. Then when we reach that final judgment day, he looks on us and he says, "Enter in, my good and faithful servant." Yes, enter in, good and faithful servant. But then there's those that have deceived themselves into thinking everything's all right. And he's going to look on them and he's going to say, "I don't see your name. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." None of us within the sound of my voice will hear that if we're obedient to what God says. Father, as we bow in your presence, thanking thee, Lord, for loving us so much that you was willing to give of your only begotten Son that we might live. Give us faith, Lord, to believe, Lord, that you have your hand on us. Keep us, Father, whole. Use us as you would see fit. But Lord, if there's any doubt in our minds, anything, Lord, that would be contrary to your will, take it away from us. We thank you, Father, for your blessing. In the name of Jesus, amen.